Chunky had a great interest in his father's past. He had already retold some of the stories to the younger ones in his family. His favorite ones were about his papa when he was his age. So he asked Jonah.
I remember when she used to tell me about the day when I was a little sprout and used to ride the oxen and things. Yeah, my papa drove some big old oxen. He had one with big wide horns. Oh, he looked like a house.
Jonah seemed to slip into a second childhood as he described his childhood experience. He even got down on his knees to make himself shorter as he encouraged his listeners to believe he also once was young.
Wide horns and I used to set up there in between them horns. And his name were Old Steamboat. His name Old Steamboat. He's named Old Steamboat. 'Cause when it be frost cold, the steam shoot out of his nose like the old riverboat smoke. The other ox, him named Samuel. Papa drive them to church that day and put the children in the old ox wagon and carry them there. And I'd get up there and on old Steamboat, clinging on Steamboat horns, and sit up there just as big as I was sitting in a house. Him back so wide, so big, I could lay down all flat and nap a while. Well, Papa went to lumber. Wanted to get some lumber, and he had to go across the river. It was in the summertime, about the same this year in June, and the old oxen got hot. They got hot. Oh, and then when we no knowed anything, Papa knowed anything, them old oxen done run off into the river with us and with that wagon. And there I set up in old steamboat's horns, sit up in old oxen horns. And oh, he's wading through the water, and I was setting up in there. I stayed in there too. I held to his horns. I didn't fall off in the river. I held, I'm telling you. I held it too. Yes, I did. And oh, my papa just whipping with his whip, trying to get them out of the river. And we was an old steamboat, and Samuel was coming through. They come out too. Yeah, they did, but not until they got good cooled and a big drink. They don't move till done getting big drink.
Once again, a question was asked about slavery time from someone that was still not happy with their answer from their last question to Jonah.
What was the worst thing you can remember about those days?
Some things a person experiences in their own life are too bad to remember. From such experiences, we learn a greater lesson from going through it, and it should never be forgotten.
Jonah tried to walk the very thin line between the two when he spoke about the past to his youth of the future.
Some white folks hurt bad colored folks. I's don't much like talk about that, 'cause have to think about that slavery time. Slavery time bad for colored. My eyes see bad thing one day. Remembers a hanging. But ain't nobody know what the man done or nothing. Ain't nothing at all about it. And they hung him. They tied and hung him. I went to that place. They were hanging a boy, standing there, looking about was his mama,
no, you don't.
Brothers and all.
Oh no!
Out yonder, held back by the overseers.
Immediately, all the children's attention and eyes were focused on Jonah.
Yes, ma'am. I stood and looked. And the gallows was up as high as here, covered this house. And got all the people all out of the field, coming around, standing in line. And this boy standing there, rope around his neck.
One little blanketed person disappeared to safety under cover of her blanket and gave out a little scream that only girls can do.
And I tell you, that's something for you to look at. I don't know what I ain't seen in my life. A terrible sight, I know. And when they got ready to touch the lever, that boy, that he had that rope around his neck, and they just caught him hanging by his neck. I'm afraid that, believe your eyes.
There was a sudden burst of questions all at once, but the voice that was the loudest got an answer.
You say his mother was there?
Mama, father, brother, and all right there in the line. Overseers make them in the line so they can watch good. And I never saw such crying in all the days of the Lord. And I'm telling you, start living on the Lord. And I'm telling you all, they say he moves in mysterious ways, and his wonders are many.
Jonah went back to preaching and singing.
When Israel was in Egypt's land, let my people go. Oppressed so hard they could not stand, let my people go. And he plants his footsteps in the sea, and he rises up on the storm. And when the storm come, there was this boy they hung, and they say there was 100 men right around here just to see. And they would not bury the boy. They burn him up. And they had to burn the boy up by tonight, you see. And all the people stood and watched till dark.
Tell old Pharaoh, let my people go.